You're listening to SBS News.
As the week progresses, the political fallout of the Bondi shooting is unfolding. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the eSafety Commissioner, the Special Envoy and the Department of Communications will work together to provide online safety advice to address anti-Semitism. He is also announcing the disaster recovery funding arrangements triggered in response to the attack. Mr. Albanese says the Attorney General and Minister for Home Affairs will develop a package of legislative reforms to crack down on those who spread hate, division and radicalisation.
The National Security Committee has agreed that changes will include the following 5 points. Agreed changes will include 1. Aggravated hate speech offence for preachers and leaders who promote violence. Secondly, increased penalties for hate speech promoting violence. Thirdly, making hate an aggravating factor in sentencing crimes for online threats and harassment. Fourthly, developing a regime for listing organisations whose leaders engage in hate speech promoting violence or racial hatred. And fifthly, developing a narrow federal offence for serious vilification based on race and/or advocating racial supremacy.
The Minister for Home Affairs will also have new powers to cancel or reject visas for those who spread hate and division in this country. Chancellor of the University of New South Wales, David Gonski, has agreed to lead a 12-month task force and consult with the envoy on anti-Semitism in education. Earlier this year, the Jewish Council of Australia slammed a new definition of anti-Semitism in universities, warning it would silence legitimate criticism of Israel. Special Envoy Gillian Siegel helped the Group of Eight universities develop the definition, which Universities Australia then adopted. The definition identifies anti-Semitism as discrimination or violence that prevents Jewish people from participating equally in society, while also classifying speech as anti-Semitic if it calls for the elimination of the State of Israel or characterises Zionism as inherently racist. Former Attorney General and Labor MP Mark Dreyfus says the Special Envoy's approach to universities needs to be adopted.
What happened on Australian university campuses in early 2024 meant that Jewish students and Jewish staff at Australian universities didn't feel safe. Some universities responded, I think, appropriately. Others did not. They didn't act nearly fast enough, and we need to make sure that never occurs again.
The federal government says it intends to strengthen migration laws to ensure people with anti-Semitic views cannot visit or emigrate to Australia. Assistant Immigration Minister Matt Thistlewaite is using the Bondi attack to institute a range of new migration restrictions. He is confirming the government will release its full response within weeks, signalling a shift towards harsher border policies.
We'll have a look at our migration settings to make sure that they're appropriate and that they can weed out and stop people who have anti-Semitic or racist views that may incite violence into Australia and ensure that people like that can't migrate to our country.
Shadow Attorney General Andrew Wallace argues that Australia's migration laws are already severe enough. He says the government should focus on strict enforcement rather than writing new legislation.
Section 36(1)(c) of the Migration Act enables the government, it enables the Home Affairs Minister to take action now, already, for people who are, he considers, to not be a fit and proper person. So but this is not a question so much of the suitability of our current laws. This comes down to a fundamental failure of political action and leadership from the Prime Minister, the Home Affairs Minister, and just about everybody else.
As far as a Royal Commission goes, Mr. Dreyfus says that Royal Commissions are often slow and that Australians want action. This was mirrored by Treasurer Jim Chalmers, who said the government should be focused on investigations and not delayed by a Royal Commission. Mr. Wallace says the Coalition is supportive of a Royal Commission, but it shouldn't come at the cost of present-day enforcement.
The Coalition supports a Royal Commission. We need to get to the bottom of what has gone on here. But, you know, Royal Commissions can take 2.5 years for an outcome. Then there's obviously a period for the government to respond. Australians want action today.
Brianna Charles for SBS News.